few games here. Just his impact when he's on the floor or not, because in this last game, you played him a lot in that fourth quarter.
I thought decently. I don't think he shot the ball well. I'm not sure what his percentage is. I don't think he shot the ball as well as he has, but I think he's played better than he played the last week or so of the preseason. I thought for a while in the preseason he was doing all right, and then he hit kind of a little low the last 7 to 10 days. I actually think he's picked it up a little bit now. He's back playing, I think, more like Jeff in the first two games and less like he played at the tail end of the preseason. So it's encouraging, but it's the whole thing. He made some good defensive reads. He got his hands on a couple deflections. He adjusted instead of just settling for jump shots. He took the ball to the basket a couple times. He thought he should have gotten a foul on the one where he tried to dunk it. So I thought I saw some good steps forward in the first two games, especially relative to the last week or 10 days of preseason.
Is it hard not to compare him with Kevin, or is that just unfair?
I think of him. I group him when I think of how they do for two rookies playing the first two games. They did very well. I mean, I'm looking around the league. The both of them are getting quality minutes in two competitive games against two of the better teams in the Western Conference. So, yeah, I real early, two games into an 82-game season, I'd say they're off to a great start, but they got miles to go. But I think for rookies getting quality minutes, playing in meaningful parts of the game against good teams, they've both done very, very well. Now, I don't want to be patting them on the back saying, great, we're done, you guys are where you need to be. But I think they're off to a good start. And I just think their first couple steps were encouraging.
With Ray and Richard gone, you have guys in different roles trying to close out games. How much has that played into being able to finish?
Well, it's a factor. It's a major factor, because for the guys who have been back here, the guys who played with them, that was what happened. And it's not by accident that you see a Steve or an Amari or, those guys stepping up in the fourth quarter. That's what they do. You see Melo and AI. Better players play better in the fourth quarter and when the game is on the line. But you can't just, you can't take Phoenix and they have a game that they're injured and all of a sudden Amari doesn't play, Steve doesn't play, and Sean doesn't play or something like that. And the next game you say, okay, now we get to the fourth quarter tonight, we're going to you for all the big plays and we need you to step up. Yeah, that's a hard thing to do. You get, like anything, there's a lot of habits, there's a lot of Steve's, when you've done something a couple hundred times, Steve Nash has stepped up in the fourth quarter of a lot of games, playoff games, home games, away games, the whole deal. As has Amari. You can't all of a sudden become that. Kevin at the end of last year in Texas and Jeff at the end of his third year last year in Georgetown were those guys. There aren't too many of our other guys, even in other places, would have been. Wally was a pretty much a main option in Minnesota for sure. But most of our other guys haven't played that role yet. So yeah, there's a learning curve for sure. And there's also a learning curve for us figuring out who are the guys we're going to go to, who are the guys we're going to put the ball in their hands in a fourth quarter. And the more options you have, as much as we say, well, we know what's going to happen in a fourth quarter Phoenix, but it's a little skewed, because if you all of a sudden say, well, hell, we're just going to pack it in. We're not letting Amari going to drive on us. We're not going to let Steve get to the rim. All of a sudden, you got Raja standing out there and Leandro standing out there or Sean or other guys that have gotten pretty good at playing their accustomed role in the fourth quarter also. So we've got to develop those roles. We've got to define them. And then we've got to figure out what are the plays that are going to put those guys in those situations so they can do them. And it's going to take time.
What are your specific impressions of the Clippers, basically without Brand as well?
Last night was the first extended game I saw him. I saw parts of other two games. Off last night, I was very impressed. Last night, you wouldn't have known they were missing one of their best.